to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks have fallen in the darkness. The Bible has called us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days, are evil. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you listened to yesterday's broadcast, because if you didn't, you behind on some times, because there is something, you know, the Bible talks about there's coming a day where you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade unless you got the mark of the beast. Well, we are fastly approaching that day, ladies and gentlemen. Matter of fact, they are laying the groundwork for that even now in this digital currency, where they have got banks, ladies and gentlemen, central banks that's coming up with central bank digital currencies, and where it's going to be programmable. It's going to be programmable money where you can't, you like right now, you can spend your $20 on gas. You can spend it on hamburgers, pizzas. You can spend it however you want to spend it. You want to spend it on going and getting you a Gatorade or what have you. You want to buy you some beer. You can spend your $20 on however you want to spend your $20. Well, there's coming a day where you won't be able to spend $20 on whatever you want. They're going to give you a certain amount monies where you can spend your money. Let's say you can buy so many burgers a month. But after you done reach your quota, then your money won't work on going to McDonald's and buying another hamburger. You're going to have to eat healthy. That's how they looking at it. And if you're buying too much gas, they're going to be able to control your money. They're going to cut it off. They say, oh, no, you're polluting our environment, and so you're not being a good citizen, so we have to cut you off. Or let's say if you get into the, you start speaking out or speaking up against the LGBT, oh, wait a minute, your social score, you're not going to be able to rent a car then, because you not a good citizen. You're not inclusive enough. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we are at. This is where we are at today. And we're listening to this program by Jan Markell. She's got a program, Understanding the Time. And she was interviewing these two pastors, Pastor Henry and Brian Hollis. And they've been talking about this digital currency. So get close to your radio and listen as they talk about this digital currency.
Don't understand what is going on. So here, I'll put it up for you here, yeah? So there's the video.
The group of the world's seven most advanced economies, the G7, is launching a set of public policy principles for retail central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Central bank digital currencies could be a digital version of money, a bit like a digital banknote.
Right, so that's the guy who runs our economy in the UK. His name's the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And here is the article. Bank of England tells ministers to intervene on digital currency programming, yeah? And here's a quote from the article. Digital cash could be programmed to ensure it is only spent on essentials or goods which an employer or government deems to be sensible.
Folks, you need to get acquainted with that term, CBDC. I actually talk about it in my spring print magazine newsletter, which is going to be out here any day. You can sign up for that on my website, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org, or call my office and sign up for it. But get acquainted with that term. Mark, your thoughts to that clip you just heard?
Yeah, Jan, that's exactly what I've been trying to share with folks. And I've got a personal illustration I think that might help people wrap their minds around it. I was going up to Northern California, going on a backpacking trip. I'd driven all day, came into a retail store to buy some products just as I was going into the mountains. It was the middle of the night, and I gave them my credit card, and my credit card wouldn't work. And I'm standing there, I'm 1,000 miles from home, and I can't buy anything. So imagine they're going to have this programmable money. You go to the gas station to get gas so that you can go to work, but you've already used your allotment of gas, and so now your credit score keeps you from purchasing that fuel.
Folks, this is things you need to get acquainted with before it suddenly manifests, and you don't know what hits you. I'm going to make a quote or two from John Whitehead, Rutherford Institute. I quote him in my spring magazine as well. And he has some brilliant insights into what we're talking about. Talking to Brandon Holthouse, pastor Rock Harbor Church in Bakersfield, California, Pastor Mark Henry, Revived Church in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. That is a northwest suburb of Minneapolis. See, I'm going to play a quick clip here of Dr. David Jeremiah because so many of you write me and say, you know what, you would rather not be born for such a time as this, and yet God intended that all of us alive today be born for such a time as this. Let's let Dr. David Jeremiah express that. He does it so well.
And oh, my friends, how many truths there are in the Word of God about the days in which we are living and the time which is yet to come. If you want to know what in the world is going on, you have to turn to the Bible for some answers. Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why am I on this earth at this particular time? Did you know that Almighty God could have dropped you down along the landscape of history any place he wanted? But he put you here. He put you here for now. God wants you here for now. So don't complain about not having lived at a different time or wish you could live in some future time. Embrace the fact that God has given you this time and then find out everything you can about how to live this time in the Holy Spirit power that he wants to give you.
Just a couple of comments here, and then I'm going to return to my very special guests. And I hate to say it, but let me issue another word of caution to our YouTube listeners that the fraud continues to be perpetrated on YouTube against Olive Tree Ministries. Hundreds of videos of ours have been stolen, altered, and more. Here's an easy way to solve it. Look for the number of subscribers. Our channel has over 156,000 subscribers. The fraudulent channels have just a few subscribers. But people continue to be fooled. So I'm continuing to make this very unfortunate announcement about the fraud going on YouTube. You can always listen on our Rumble channel, on our website at olivetreeviews.org. His channel, Christian Television, Light Source, part of oneplace.com. Just be careful on YouTube. Again, there's hundreds of altered, stolen videos. And I'm told the perpetrator is trying to raise money by using them. We're going to move on here because we've got a lot yet to deal with. We talked heavily about the coming cryptocurrency, the digital dollar. Our cash is going to be turned into digital money any day. Banks could shut down and next week, and it could happen then. We just don't know. Let me just quote John Whitehead, respected head of Rutherford Institute, and he talks about the Orwellian lack of privacy. He says, so what's really going on here? Despite all of the advantages that go along with living in a digital age, namely convenience, it's hard to imagine how a cashless world navigated by way of a digital wallet doesn't signal the beginning of the end for what little privacy we have left and leave us vulnerable to the likes of government thieves, data hackers, and an all-knowing, all-seeing Orwellian government state. He says, secondly, we're already witnessing how easy it will be for government agents to manipulate digital wallets for their own gain in order to track your movements, monitor your activities and communications, and ultimately shut you down. And then he says, a government-issued digital currency will give the government the ultimate control of the economy and complete access to the citizenry's pocketbook. While the government might tout the ease with which it can deposit stimulus funds into the citizens' accounts, such a system could also introduce what economists referred to as negative interest rates. And then he's closing here, digital authoritarianism will redefine what it means to be free in almost every aspect of our lives. And then he says the ramifications of a government, any government, having this much unregulated, unaccountable power to target, track, round up, and detain its citizens is beyond chilling. That is John Whitehead, respected director of the Rutherford Institute, sounding the warning, which seems to be spelled out in Revelation 13, again, global government, global currency, global religion, global leader. We opened the programming talking about the longing for a leader. I have online from Southern California, Pastor Brandon Holthouse, Rock Harbor Church, rockharborchurch.net. He will be our guest at the next Understanding the Times evening, and that would be Thursday, April 21st, here in the Twin Cities area, will be held at Revive Church, 7849 West Broadway, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Pastor Mark Henry is in studio with me, and that can be live streamed, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, markhenryministries.com, and it's archived, olivetreeviews.org, under video. Watch it anytime at your leisure. Archived at markhenryministries.com. Watch it anytime at your leisure. Oh, and let me add that we also make a DVD of these events. You can just call my office or you find it in my online store, olivetreeviews.org. Mark, you want to say anything else about this event?
Jan, I just want to encourage all the listeners to get some friends, invite them over to your house, watch it together. We're seeing parties like that gather throughout the country and around the world, and God's ministering to a lot of people.
Pastor Brandon Holthouse will be our guest, and many of you watch Brandon, his prophecy updates, his messages. Brandon, I know you're heavy on Rumble. Your address there is what?
RHC Bakersfield. They'll just search that. They'll find us.
Right. I think you're still doing some sermons on YouTube as well, correct?
Some that doesn't require us editing a bunch of stuff, so we'll occasionally put some stuff on YouTube, but we're Rumble primarily, and BitChute is another thing, and then we're working to create a new website to where we will actually video host our own videos.
You began a networking program some time ago. I think we actually introduced it on this program months ago. Basically, you're helping people find churches, answer some theological questions, talk to us about it. And how can they get this help from you?
We started because we got flooded with a lot of people asking us questions, looking for churches. That's the number one thing they were asking. We decided, let's build a network of churches we know of and we've researched that are somewhat legitimate. And not every church is perfect, obviously,
but
with enough background research, we can recommend that, hey, go try this out. We still talk to the pastor. And we've done that for all the states. We're now doing that in England and Australia and different places. And that's going to be on our new website. We actually developed an app where it's just basically a church tracker. That's going to be able to be seen by anybody going to our website. They can look for churches in their area. They might have to drive, but at least we have verified what we can find for them. We also answer theological questions. We actually are doing counseling because their local churches are not helping them. Their pastors are simply not equipped to answer a lot of the things that are going on, the signs of the times, and just simple Bible questions and counseling.
The other thing you do there at Rock Harbor Church, and I met your people, and thank you for hosting me on two occasions. This was two winters ago. You got me out of the Minnesota cold, but at Bakersfield, California, I got up to about 40-degree temperature, which was a little bit of a shock. I so appreciated meeting all the folks there. But the other thing you do, and then I'm going to head to a different topic, is you cover the fact that the king is coming. You do Bible prophecy updates all the time. Again, that's missing in so many of our churches. So thank you for doing that. Brandon, you told me something off air, and I want to talk about it for a minute or two. And Mark, please, I want you to come in on this discussion. This is a little different direction. I hadn't even planned on it, but it's so important. You told me, Brandon Holthouse, that what's increased that you're dealing with now more than ever before, demonic activity towards believers. Talk to me about that.
I think with all the things that are going on, we see the demonic world has ramped up. And what I have seen in the last 2 to 3 years is high demonic activity towards believers. And I'll tell you the reason why. As we sound the alarm, we get the truth out, and we encourage these believers to do that. They actually do it, and they help people who are unsaved. But some of these people that are unsaved have been tapped into the occult. As these believers are helping these people get out of that, the demons are actually harassing believers. So we are getting two to three, maybe four requests per week asking what do they do because they're getting harassed. And the harassment includes being cussed out by demons. Mm-hmm. It includes things banging around in their house, dreams, not just simply a regular dream, but demonic harassing dreams, things that they see, apparitions, to intimidate Christians to stop getting the truth out and stop helping people get out of the world system. I've never seen it before like this. When I started ministry 20-something years ago, I might see one demonic activity once a year that I had to deal with. Now it's two to three a week, and Christians are having more and more paranormal activity happening just to silence them and to intimidate them, not to evangelize, not to help these people. And it's a new thing that we've had to deal with. So we've had to do a lot of training on demonology and satanology with our staff.
Mark Henry, could you speak into that, please?
Jan, you know, as I've traveled and preached the gospel in other countries and other continents, we've seen a lot of demonic activity. But what's fascinating over the last 15 years or so, as we've moved towards this rebellion towards God, this high-handedness, mm-hmm. and it's manifesting itself in the decline of morals. We can't even define a woman, apparently,
That's
anymore.
Right.
You know, our children being assaulted with sexual ideas that are so perverted. As we're seeing this, as this demonic level increasing here in the United States, and not only are we seeing Christians oppressed, attacked, but here in America now, in fact, over this last 3 or 4 months, I'm noticing more and more people showing up who are demonically possessed in services creating disruptions. It's happened several times. It's very common in Africa. You'll be preaching someplace and someone will come in and be disruptive that's demon-possessed. But we're starting to see that happen now here in the United States.
So it says in 2 Timothy 3, in the last days, evil will wax worse and worse. Clearly, that's what we're seeing.
That's exactly what we're seeing, Jan. And you read through the book of Revelation and 2 Thessalonians, for example, and it talks about demonic activity increasing in the last days, and we're definitely seeing that here in America right now.
How would you advise a listener right now who's saying, this is what's happening to me, how do I deal with it?
If you're being oppressed right now by a demon, maybe in the middle of the night, I've had friends being choked out, manifestations, I just want to encourage you, call out in the name of the Lord Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. Jesus, save me, rescue me. And I encourage people to play godly music. You remember in the book of Psalms, David ends up playing, and the demonic manifestations that were coming on Saul end up leaving the reading of scripture. But calling out in the name of the Lord, I'm just telling you, God shows up in big ways when we lean into him.
Brandon Holthouse, you said something about one of your church attendees or members. The apparition was literally shaking him. Is that right?
Yeah, that's when you're at the level of oppression in demonic activity where they physically manifest. I've had people being thrown around rooms. Even the dogs saw these things and were barking at them. The dogs, for some reason, can see them. I've had people who have been pinned down, can't get up. They call that sleep paralysis. But actually, when you look at it, it's really demonic holding them. And the only name that frees them from that is Jesus. But in the sleep paralysis, they can't get the name of Jesus out of their mouth. And so they have to try really, really hard. So what we do, there's four different things that they have to be looking for why this is happening to them. First off, have you brought in any object from the occult into the house? We had a lady that was given a gift from India, and it was a white elephant. But that white elephant was an idol, and that idol brought demonic manifestations in their home. So that's the first thing we ask them to do. Have you brought anything into the home? Second, are you involved in the occult in any way? Prayer centering, yoga, it could be anything. And then
the
second thing is, are you related somehow in friendship, very close with somebody that's having manifestations or either possessed or oppressed? And then the last one we say is, are you helping somebody get out of the occult? When we give those four things to people, it'll be one of the four that they come up and say, yeah, I'm helping someone get out of the occult. And sometimes even the Christians themselves have tapped into the occult some way, because what's happened in Christianity is they have brought occultic practices into Christianity and baptized them and said, we're doing centering prayer or we're doing transcendental meditation. And they've Christianized it, and it opens them up to the occult.
Reach Pastor Brandon Holthouse, rockharborchurch.net. And reach Pastor Mark Henry, revivebrooklynpark.org, revivebrooklynpark.org.
Jan, I just want our listeners to remember this, that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. I remember one time we were going into this village to preach and was controlled by demonic influences, and literally the African pastors told me, we can't go there, we'll all be killed. And I pulled them back to that verse, and the power of the gospel delivered people there. People trusted Christ. Jesus builds his church. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And if you've got some of those white elephant things that have been demonized and used, I just want to encourage you to do exactly what they did in the book of Acts. Start up your fireplace and throw the thing in there. Yeah. That's exactly what we do around the world.
Again, hope you'll join us Thursday evening, April the 21st, online, markhenryministries.com. You can live stream this event from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. If you're coming on out to the church, doors open at 6, and that's Revived Church. Some of you remember it as Brooklyn Park Evangelical Free, only the name has been changed. And that's 7849 West Broadway, Brooklyn Park, northwest suburb of Minneapolis. No cost, just first come, first serve. Brandon Holthouse will be our guest. We'll have a panel discussion, we'll have Q&A, you can submit questions online. Gentlemen, quickly, let me just hit a few things. We have potentially some very troubled times ahead. Everyone, including Mr. Joe Biden, is telling us food shortages are coming. Others are being more blunt and saying famine is coming. We have the breadbasket of the world, Ukraine, Russia, totally upset because of this terrible war that began in late February. That's the headquarters of the wheat harvest, fertilizer, etc. Everything is driven by fuel and energy, which is now through the roof. We could go on the economic problems. We were told they were going to be temporary. Well, that's laughable. Going back to this global cashless society, let me ask you both. Let me start with you, Brandon. How do we cope with the new normal?
It's inescapable. It's going to happen. Yeah, we could be raptured tonight. If we're not in the rapture, closer to the tribulation, we're going to experience this. So now it's not a curable problem, it's a coping problem. So that being the case, what we have to understand from a mindset is, okay, the Lord still has us here, and why does he have us here? Well, he has us here for a mission. He wants us to get the truth out and warn people before it's too late. If he has put us on mission here, that means he's going to provide for us. Now, that doesn't mean that our economic situation is going to remain the same. We could get hit economically, but we still will be able to complete our mission based on what God provides. People ask me all the time, what am I going to do? I said, look, I don't know either. We're just going to have to wait till we get there, and the Lord will show us what we need to do. I get it. We're at a Red Sea crossing right now. Mm-hmm. We're hemmed in. But as we see, whether it's the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego or Daniel in the lion's den, God will deliver at the time when it happens.
Well said. Mark Henry, please add to this.
Yeah, Janice, I think about going forward, we're not going to be able to dodge the bullet. This digital currency is going to happen, and if the rapture doesn't take place, you and I are going to experience it. And people can say, you know, are you going to put up with this? Well, Jan, you and I can't create our own currency. So I think we got to go back to the Bible. There's 2,200 verses in the Bible on finances, and we need to become familiar with them, navigate them, lean on the wisdom of God. But verses like store up for yourself treasures in heaven. Jesus emphasizes that in Matthew 6. Another key verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. It says, do not put your trust in the uncertainty of riches. I mean, you might have $1 million right now in your net worth or in your assets. Friends, don't put your confidence in that. Put your confidence in the living God, because when this currency transition takes place, you may lose 90% of that. And you've got to say, that's fine. I'm an overcomer in the Lord Jesus. I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm following the Lord. And another verse that just sticks out to me and ties to what Brandon just said is James chapter 1. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. God gives us wisdom in the book of Proverbs. He gives us wisdom in the book of James. Christians have navigated difficult times. God's given them wisdom. God is going to give us wisdom. This is a time to grow in our faith in the living God.
And I've heard you say, Mark Henry, stock up like a third world country. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, living through difficult times, we just got to look back to our own family members that crossed the West. I tell people all the time, you know, the Oregon Trail, look at what they had and stock up along those lines. These folks have lived with a lot less. They've lived without technology in the past. They've lived without some of the blessings. As I've traveled around the world, we've got many, many Christians right now, 20,000 Christians in East Africa that I'm currently working with. And I tell people, if you planned like they do, you're going to be able to weather this, and you're going to be okay. Trust in the Lord. They are. They've seen the glory of the Lord. They've seen the provision of God. You're going to see it in the same sort of way.
Brandon Holthouse, you want to add to that?
Yeah. One of the things I had told our people is Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that the Holy Spirit compares spiritual things with the spiritual. And this is another way of getting wisdom. In other words, the Holy Spirit combines spiritual truth with the spiritual words of Scripture. What I have noticed is it's one thing to read the Scriptures. It's another thing to allow the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth from that Scripture. And a lot of Christians have denied what the Holy Spirit has been impressing upon them as they read Scripture. So as they read perhaps something about the coming world government, the impression I get from the Holy Spirit is, it's happening, it's happening. They need to accept that. Otherwise, if they deny that that's happening, that's putting Christians in having no discernment about what's going on in the world. They are denying what the Holy Spirit is impressing upon them. Paul mentions that if you want to become spiritually discerned, that's the term he uses in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, what each person has to do is see what the Scriptures are saying and do not reject what the Holy Spirit is telling you about that Scripture. Because right now, the prophetic word is being impressed upon those who will listen.
Sure.
And someone like you and someone like Mark Henry can see the signs of the times, because we're not denying what the Holy Spirit's telling us. It's happening. But unfortunately, too many people are denying this. Oh, Brandon, this is hyperbole. You're just a fearmonger telling us that we're going to go to a digital currency. That is a believer who's denying the Holy Spirit's impression upon them about that. My admonition is, if you want wisdom to discern the signs of the times, listen to the Holy Spirit. He's impressing upon it now.
All right, I want to play one more clip because, Brandon, you just introduced it. I was going to perhaps not use this, but Jack Hibbs here is going to build on what you just said.
Hey, everybody, I want to just give you this word of encouragement and this word of exhortation, meaning this, that all around the world right now, there are these things that are taking place that even now publications, Fox News, CNN, they've had people being interviewed where they're dropping the word, are we in a world war? Regarding the cyber attack aspect of it, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but this is the first time in history where cyber warfare is now in full-scale operation. And so we're in a moment that's different. You might say, well, it was crazy in World War I. It was crazy in World War II. And what's the big deal? You know, time goes on. Wait a minute. World War I is World War I because it was World War I. World War II was because of World War II. We're further down the road, friends. According to our Bible and according to time itself, time will eventually run out. Now, from a biblical worldview, we look around at the world scene and we see what's going on. Believers know something that most don't. And that is, these things are happening now when, for the first time, key elements are in place that the Bible said would have to be in place for the end to come. Number one, Israel's back in the land, May 14th, 1948. We know this, the Soviet Union broke up. Now it's Russia, Ezekiel 38. Listen, we talk about the nation of Iran, but that's not its name. The Bible, you can't find the word Iran in the Bible. You want to know why? Because the Bible goes to its beginning name, which winds up being its end name, and it's called Persia. Listen, we're moving down a track, as it were, on the back of a train, going down the track, and we're nearing the end of the train tracks. We know this. So don't write off world events like, oh, c'est la vie. You know, it's always been like this. It's never been like this. It's increasing. Jesus put it to us this way. We're watching birth pains increasing the warning regarding the delivery. Jesus said a woman goes through the quickening. It's when the birth pains get more frequent. So I want to encourage you and exhort you this way. With all that's going on, be involved, be engaged, but be wise, be careful. Don't believe anything that's not filtered through your Bible first, okay? Don't fall for anything. Look, let's be honest. Nobody knows what's going on in this world right now. That's another reason why we know something's up, because we don't know. Confusion, huge. Nation rising up against nation, threats, it's a big deal. So don't let somebody tell you how it's all going to play out. We don't know. What we do know is what the Bible says as how things are going to come together. God knows the end story. It's called Bible prophecy. But I want to encourage you and I want to exhort you, don't panic, don't worry, but also don't fall asleep. Be vigilant. And I'll leave you with this. God acknowledge the sons of Issachar, the tribe of Issachar, that those believers in Issachar, they discerned the times and the seasons that Israel was experiencing, and they knew what Israel should do next. That's what we're to be like. You do the same. Keep looking up, as you're involved. Have your heart full of hope, and at the same time, get your hands into this mess. And let's do all we can for the Lord Jesus. Let's advance his gospel, and let's get ready, because we're going to see some amazing things, either around us or on the way up. God bless you guys.
Brandon Holt.
All right, that was Jack Gibbs, and I think we can close the program out with what he had to say. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.